Well, welcome everybody. Happy New Year to all of y'all. Y'all doing all right? You get a little bit more rest? Hey, my name is Tyler Jagan. I'm the lead pastor here at River Run for any of you guys who don't know me. I know there's going to be a lot of us who are going to be joining us online. For those of you who are joining us online, I'm glad that you are hanging out with us this morning. We are going to do something a little bit different today. As you can kind of see, if you're in the house, that we have tables on the side. We're going to spend some time. I'm going to talk a little bit about where we're going in the next year. And then we're going to spend some time just at our tables. And hopefully you guys would join us and spend some time there in your living room or wherever you're watching us, just to kind of think through some of the things that we are going to really work on in the year 2022. For the last few years, we've kind of had these big things that we wanted to kind of walk through during the year. 2 years ago in 2020, the big theme starting right out of the gate in January, it was the big theme of everything's going to be all right. Little did we know anything about COVID, and little thing did we know about all the racial strife that we're going to go through and the political climate that we're going to go through. Just felt like God was saying, we need to teach everybody everything's going to be all right. And the good news is that studies have shown that if you leaned into God during that pandemic, leaned into community, Christian community, that you were the one-third, the 33% of people who actually grew and thrived during the pandemic. In fact, the studies have shown that those who connected well into community, into biblical community, grew spiritually during the last couple of years. So well done to all of you guys who really kind of, you know, delved into there. Last year, just because of where we were at as a country, where we were at as a church, there's a lot of division and whatnot that we still kind of struggle with today. We said that last year our big theme was, it's part of one of our culture statements is moving closer to God moves you closer to people. In other words, the idea there was that you cannot move closer to God without God, you know, prompting you and convicting you and moving you towards other people. We are called to be people of reconciliation, whether it's reconciliation with God, reconciliation with each other. And so we kind of worked through that all throughout that last year. Well, this year, our theme is going to be, which is another one of our culture statements here, is this, that there is nothing better than helping people to know Jesus. So for all of 2022, we are really going to really kind of work on this idea, this culture of there's nothing better than helping people to know Jesus. Probably more than likely you're here because somebody told you about this amazing person named Jesus Christ who sacrificed his life for your love, to bring you back into a relationship with the creator who created you. And experiencing that grace, experiencing that love, experiencing that security of eternal life that you have in Christ, it's changed your life. That you knowing Jesus has really impacted your life. And so one of the things that we want to do as a people is we want to be a people that are, you know, invested in our community, invested in our relationships to help people to know the Jesus that we all know. And the reason why we're doing this theme is really it's just kind of looking through the history of the church here in America. If you look at it, Christianity is really on the decline in the United States. For instance, one study showed that, there's something like 29% of people go to church regularly now. Back in the late 90s, 45% went to church regularly. Another stat showed that Americans back in 2007, just a little over 10 years ago, 2007, 78% of Americans saw themselves as being Christians. Now it's 63%. It's decreasing. And it's not because other people are becoming Muslim or anything like that. In fact, those other religions have stayed pretty around 2-3%, pretty low in the United States. No, it's because more people are becoming what they call nuns. They're not anything. They're just kind of out there. And so we see this kind of trend over the last few years. Not only that, but there's another study that just came out that 40% of full-time pastors are contemplating leaving ministry. 40%. Not only that, but last year, or is it, no, it's 2 years ago, I should say, in 2020, that 4,500 churches in America closed. And that's a trend that's been going on since around 2000. And so we're seeing the decline of the American church. And so, you know, somebody asked me the other day or not too long ago about, my own life. So Tyler, it's 40%. That's a lot, you know, and you're looking at this, you know, decline and all that. So are you one of the 40% that, you know, wanting to bail? And, you know, they're like any of you guys who deal with hard days, there's days where you just want to bail and go do something that you, grass is greener on the other side kind of idea. But the more that I've leaned into it, the more I've realized, no. Looking at the landscape of our culture, landscape of our country, landscape of our community, and the isolation, the loneliness, the suicide rates, the confusion, I believe that we as Christ followers are needed more than ever before in our history. They need us. They need the Jesus that we have been so blessed with, who loves us, cares about us, the community that we get to do life with and process things with and deal with hard things with and be there with and strengthen with. The world needs these things. They need us. And so and one of the things that just kind of thinking about that is just this reality that people need to know the Jesus that we know. Okay. Oftentimes we kind of live life through this lens of, you know what, everybody else is doing well and everybody seems to be doing fine. Well, everybody is doing fine until you get to know them, right? Just like you. You know that you're doing fine. Everybody else thinks you're doing fine until everybody gets to know you and realize that life is hard, life is difficult. But most people are doing in isolation, confusion, not knowing really what to do, and not really having people to kind of walk them through with that. And I believe that more than ever, people need the body of Christ, the good body of Christ, the healthy body of Christ, not the TV stuff that we see, but healthy people who reflect truly the image of Jesus Christ. And so we are going to embark over the next 52 weeks or so on this idea of what does it mean to help people to know Jesus. Kind of, we'll talk about that. We'll have lots of just different messages and sermons during the year on what that means, because I think it's a big one. I think there's a lot of confusion over what that means. When people hear the word evangelism, which is telling people about Christianity and whatnot, most people just, you know, they don't want to talk about that. But here's the deal. This is something that should help you to kind of give you a little bit of encouragement. Did you know that most Generation Z, which is those who are born, you know, who born in this century, did you know most people want to talk about spiritual things? Did you know most people want to talk about God? They want to talk about the things that are important to us, right? We all do. It's part of our human nature. What's the meaning? What's the purpose? Who's God? Is there a God? How do we know? These are all the things. The only difference is that this is a generation who doesn't want to be used as a product or a project, but as human beings relating to one another to really seek out the big questions that we all have and do it together in community. But the thing about it, though, is this is the reason why we're going to work on this, is gone are the days where you can just invite people just to come to church and only have one person who really knows how to talk to people about Jesus. Because people, there's still people who do, but on the vast majority of people in our culture, they don't go to church. Church has become so foreign to people. It's almost like in somebody coming up to you and saying to you, hey, you know what? You got to come to my mosque. I mean, it is so relative. And our Ayman, man, he is so relevant. You got to come. You're going to kind of go, no, thank you. Or you may go out of curiosity, but more than likely, you're just going to not go. That's our culture. But here's the deal. People will talk to you about their faith. They will talk to you about, you know, things that are important to them. And honestly, I think probably everybody in this room or watching online, we would love to have somebody just to sit down at a chair and to be able to have a safe place just to talk about the things of our doubts, the things of our questions that we have in a community kind of sense. I believe that what God is ultimately doing in our generation is bringing us back to what he always meant for us to be about in the early church history, the first century. And that is about relationships. Dr. Michael Green, who's a theologian, a historical theologian, said that 80%, probably around 80% of those early believers in the Roman Empire came to faith in Christ because of people just like them in their neighborhoods and their communities. Oftentimes, we read Paul, we read Peter, we read all the apostles, and they had a big influence. There's no doubt about it. But 80% came from people they knew making the decision to follow Christ and seeing something different in them, the way that they love, the way that they care, the way that they see God, the way they see eternity, the way that they love their neighbors and things like that, is what really changed the world 2,000 years ago. And I believe that God is bringing us back to that place as a culture. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to do something a little bit different. If you're here in the house, the lights will come on. You're going to find some tables there. I want you to go find a table. Again, just no less than six people. So six people and up at a table. If you're there with only about four people, then go find another table. There you'll see a QR code. All you'll need to do is what we usually do around here is just open up your camera and focus it on the QR code. And then up will pop some questions for you to have some dialogue over. I hope that you use it as an opportunity to meet some new people in around your table. And the other thing, too, is just when you read some of these questions, couple of things. We're here to have a conversation. So two things I want you to wrestle with the Lord as you answer these two questions. Number one is pride. Some of these questions you may think, well, I do a pretty good job. And so you want to show how great, you know, job you do. Be encouraging. Don't be prideful. Second thing is you're going to answer some questions. You're going to see some questions that maybe you're kind of going, well, I don't do that really much. And that, there's no shame either. This isn't about pride and shame. Jesus Christ came and sacrificed his life to kill pride and to kill shame. For us to come together and to be able to have good spiritual conversations around these things. Around the table, if you don't mind, just asking somebody, if they wouldn't mind, just kind of putting some of those notes in the digital form that you'll have there. That will help us as staff just to be able to glean some better information from you guys so we can better help equip you guys and also help use you guys to have an impact in our, you know, in our church and in, within our community as well. We're going to do that for about 30 minutes. And then I'm going to come back up here and then together we're going to take communion and then we're going to do something else after that. If you're watching us online, you're going to have the QR code right there on the bottom third of your screen there. Just kind of pop open those forms. Highly encourage you guys to fill out those forms as well. Also, we'll have moderators online for you just to be able to answer some of those questions as well. We'd love for you to jump in on that conversation. So, all right. Are you ready? I'm going to pray, and then we'll break up to our tables. Father, I thank you that you brought us here for a new year, to have a new difference in our community and in our lives. God, 2,000 years ago, people just started talking about this incredible person named Jesus Christ and what his resurrection and his sacrifice meant for all of humanity and what that means to our relationship with you, God. Through 2,000 years, people have been passing on the baton of that incredible faith and that incredible relationship with you. And so, Father, we are the generation who now has that baton. And so, Father, I pray that we would be people that learns how to use that and how to pass that on to other people who don't know you so that other people can experience the same grace and the same relationship that we've experienced from you. It's in your son's name I pray. Amen. All right, why don't you go ahead and find a table and let's get going.